Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
And I am one funky white boy. Phone lines are lit up. People are pissed off from yesterday. Our guy Jupe is on the line. I'm going to let him lead us off in the high noon hour. Jupe, who you blame from yesterday, man? Jupe, you there? Damn, West Virginia phone not working. Jeff, see if you can straighten Jupe out. Let's go to Darrell in D.C. Darrell, who you blaming from yesterday?
The Miss J.P. Finley. 50% to Kingsbury and 50% to Adam Peters. I'm sorry for a lot of good that he's done at the GM, Adam Peters. You done some bad. You can't keep trying to everything can't be on Jaden Daniels, right? Like, with the running game last year, he led the team in rushing. And keep in mind, we had a top pick. I'm pretty sure we didn't have the hardest schedule last year. So you knew that you were going to get a harder schedule this year. And you failed to address the fact we need a pass rush. A lot of the times that your pass coverage helps with the pass. One of the big reasons why the Cowboys, why Diggs and the guy before Bland got led the league in interceptions and or got contracts was because of having Michael Parsons on the, out there to help the quarterback hurry up his process, right? We don't have that right now. We don't have one dog. Out of the gate with the Giants, with the guys they did with Thibodeau, Burns, and the other guy, Abdul Khalid, they just drafted. Then you had three guys with Sorrell, with the Packers. You had Sorrell, Micah, and whoever the other guy they had. And then you had Max Crosby. Out of everybody we played, even with the Raiders, I can't even think of, but they have the best pass defense, so they're going to get sacks through coverage, right? However, we don't have a great pass defense, and we don't have nobody alive. We're mainly scheme. And you're not going to always hit home with scheme. You have to have a dog out there. Kingsbury, one thing I was a little nervous about when we got Deebo Samuel was the fact that I knew that gimmick plays were going to come, right? Like, I didn't want them to be to the point that they are right now. Relax on them a little bit. Calm down with the gimmick plays. Let's play some football. Connolly, we probably should have got a pass rush in the first round. We really didn't have that. We wasn't that bad in defending the pass rush last year. We had issues with running the ball. We should have got a guard, not in the first round, later in the rounds, maybe where Jaden Lane was picked at. Because he's not looking, I mean, outside of his punt return, I haven't really seen too much from him. I think in the earlier round, maybe the first, even if we move back to the second round, we should have got some pass rushes, man. That's all I got.
Thanks for the call, man. That's our first call that didn't mention the defense. He gave 50% of the blame to Kingsbury, 50% to Adam Peters. It's at least interesting. Offensively, but they moved the ball fairly well.
This is the thing. We asked for a blame pot for that game. Jaden didn't even play yesterday. And they have run the football very effectively this year. So I didn't get that. That was just bro. A lot of people I know they are the best GMs in the world. But
I got this tweet from Die Hard Otis, and this I tend to agree with. There's a lack of speed on the back end of this defense from the second and third levels. Now, big plays and turnovers can mitigate a lack of speed. I would argue defensive line pressure can mitigate that as well. You speed things up.
Right? I think defensive line pressure would work more for you than anything, because I'm going to tell you, like I said, I don't know about lack of speed. I know dudes back there can run. Quan can run. Percy can run.
Percy didn't play yesterday.
Yeah, I know, but Revo ran down with Bijan. He can run. They got some speed. I just think when the pressure is not legitimately there, you're going to have problems. Quarterback got time to wait and let people fully get into a route, you're going to have problems.
Let's go to Desmond in Alexandria. Desmond, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. First of all, before I say anything, I want to give a shout out to Luke McCaffrey yesterday. He stepped up in a big way. I would tell myself that Luke is really the one that really kept us in the game. He stepped up and did his position. Besides that, I got to put 50% on Joe, 25% on Lattimore, and 25% on the secondary. And my question is, I don't know if it's a broken assignment or is it the scheme? Because it's like it's too many open receivers, and it's constantly happening. So it's just hard to tell right now because we have good players. I never want to say someone's old because if you're in the NFL, you're good. I'm not going to dismiss anybody's talent. But it just is Joe not putting Bobby in the right position to do his job the best way he can? Bobby should not be covering running backs. He doesn't have the speed right now. So we have to put him in a position where he could dominate and maybe cut down some of his plays. Cut down some of his plays so he can have that speed that where Joe thinks he has. But at the same time, again, I say a shout out to Luke, shout out to the team. I don't think we're in a bad position right now. I feel like we just have to find a new scheme. And we have some good players. We have some dogs. Again, we just have to put them in the position where they will succeed. And again, Dan would not get rid of Joe. Joe is Dan's guy. So we just have to find another way to make things work. And that's all I got to say. Shout out to the Commander, diehard fan, and just hope things change around.
All right. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it.
No problem.
I don't think anybody's scheming up open receivers. I think we got to also realize that the offense on the other side is going to try to scheme up stuff to put them in a better position. Football is all about matchups. And Bobby being on the field with his experience helps you out in more situations than it harms you. Because I don't think they're going to run that route every play against somebody. And off of that, they ran two slants going right at Bobby, which made him hesitate before he can get out there. If the guy was a 4.240, I guarantee he wouldn't have got out there and got in front of Bijan. And if he was a younger guy, his eyes would have got so much with those slant routes, Bijan probably been more open than he was with Bobby. So you have to understand those type of plays can happen to you sometimes. But he's way more good than he is bad. You know what I mean?
I agree with that. Totally.
So he's way more good than bad. But the problem is we always look at stuff from the prism of just Commanders, Burgundy and Gold. The other guys paid to get schemed up too. And they ran a perfect play where even if he sees it early, it's still hard as hell to get through those two receivers running the slant and your two guys defending them, right? They just hit it at the perfect time.
I also think the Packers really had a great offensive game plan against Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just look yesterday, there's a lot of stuff that they took from that Packers game, I think. And I think one thing Atlanta and Green Bay have in common is speed at the receiver positions and from a number of different spots, mm-hmm. right? Like, if you watch Green Bay finish in a tie last night with the Cowboys, like, their receivers all over the field have legit speed and quickness. And I think Atlanta was able to use Pitts and kind of create some of that same stuff.
But even in that game last night, Micah was not the disruptor he was in our game.
No.
We can talk about
when he had to.
We can talk about who we want to talk about. If we don't get better in the trenches, listen, people, the boring part of football, which y'all don't want to look at, that's where we lose at. When we lose games, we lose in the trenches also. Big time.
I mean, in both losses, they've gotten shoved around.
Yeah.
Our guy Joop, apparently his phone is working now. Joop, you there?
Yes, I am here. My bad, fellas.
All good, buddy.
Hey, here's my blame pie. I'm going 20% to the defense. That'd be players, coaches, 80% to Ron Rivera. You set my team up for future failure for all those horrible draft picks. Now on to the game. Listen, I'm not going to go, and I'm sorry, I can't tolerate these fan base saying we're not that good, we ain't got good players. Some of these players, everybody's going to have their ups and downs. But what I see, remember B. Mintz, he was talking about Sam Howell, how he kept saying you want to see him stack upon good games upon good games.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that way with the defense yesterday. Like, they would get a play, and then they would give a play. I feel with the defense, they need to stack upon good series. Because you can't tell me that our defense is that trash. That is nothing new to me. Like, that was driving me crazy last year. Those curl routes, those hook routes, I don't know what it is, what they need to do, but they got to figure it out. Again, it's only week four. They got time to change around. I refuse to believe we ain't got talent on this field. They just got to figure it out. We're hitting a rut. We can change it up. We did it last year. We're going to do it again this year. That's a lot. Also, my last point, fellas, that energy that I'm still looking for from last year. Do you think that Terry McLaurin contract situation has messed with the morale of the team? That's all I got for you.
No.
Nah, I don't think so.
Thank you for the call, Juke. Terry and Jaden didn't travel yesterday. Now, a lot of times, injured guys don't travel. That's not unusual. Do you think that was weird or mattered at all yesterday?
No. I think it was smart because it turns into too much of a story. You know, if they're there, they get asked more questions about other stuff than you get asked about the game. So I would have left them home, too.
Go to Joe in Manassas. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show as always.
Appreciate you.
And my blame pie, I'm going to start out with 25% to Joe Witt, 50% to the defense in general, and 25% to Peters. And this reason why, man. Like, he thought we were good in the secondary with, you know, Lattimore. He signed him. That's a swing and a miss. I don't care. You can tell how good he is and all the things he touches is gold. This isn't gold. He made a swing and a miss on that one. But my whole thing is, like, this offseason, remember when this training camp and stuff? Man, the secondary looks good. You heard all that. Secondary looks good. They're locking down the receivers. How about this, man? The receivers on our team are terrible. Let's get real. McLaurin wasn't out there. What do you got, Noah Brown? You got Luke McCaffrey you got to cover? Lattimore and them, you know what I mean, the veteran presence locked them down and gave them false hope for the regular season. Guys run around all crazy on them all day long. Got to do something with the defense. Secondary is trash.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Thank you for the call, Joe. When you look at yesterday and you don't have Terry and you don't have Noah, the receiving court, it does drop.
But you don't have Terry, you don't have Noah, you scored 27 points. You still did enough to win the game. So I don't think they're trash. You know, I hate when people call and say people are trash and they know we're close to them. But the whole thing about it is, the offense played well enough to win. Defensively, they got to get that fixed. score 27 points every game, you're going to win a lot of damn games.
Our boy Lap is in D.C. What's up, Lap? Who you blaming?
Hey, what's up? What's up, B-Mitch? What's up, JP? What's I haven't talked to you guys in a while. I hope your families and everybody good, bro.
You too, bro.
I'm blaming Joe Witt. I'm blaming the defense. I don't think we looked as bad as the Packers game because I never want to see. I mean, you could look at Dan Quinn's eyes in the Packers game. Like, we just looked bad overall. So I don't think we were that bad. And like B-Mitch said, we still scored 27 points. We still running the football. I think we should have ran it a little bit more, especially when you got a good defense. I mean, Falcons is a top three defense, bro. And they got four rookies on their starting defensive side of the ball, man. So we got veterans, man. That's bad that we're not playing disciplined, sound football. And that's what it's going to take, man. I don't know if it's the scheme. I don't know if it's, you know, coverages. But they got to play disciplined football. And we're an old team, so I think they need to rotate some of those older guys more. Hey, JP, did Von Miller get any snaps? Because I didn't see him out there, or he didn't make any noise.
He got snaps. I want to say he played.
And what about Preston Smith? Did Preston Smith dress up?
He was inactive.
Oh, man. See, they need to put my boy out there, man. They need to
Von
put my
Miller
boy
had,
out there. And
Von Miller had 21 defensive snaps, about 30% of the snaps.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, so we got to, like the other caller, we got to get some pressure, man, on the defense for sure. And the secondary is really a disappointment, man. I mean, I'm not going to say they trash. I think it's some talent there. Lattimore looks worse than Josh Stoneman. Good God. But I think he needs to be maybe in nickel packages or maybe safety or something. I don't know. But I will put Sanders Steele and Trey Amos out there and rock with that. But they got to tighten up on the defense. And our defense seems like they're not a four-quarter defense. It seems like they're going to give you one or two quarters, and you'll take advantage of that. I mean, that's it, bro. And they might be a better suited postseason team, but it's tough in the NFC. So we got to get it together because all these games count, and our division going to be tough too. So we'll see what happens, man. I guess I can evaluate them more when Jaden comes back. But good show, bro. Love y'all, man. I ain't talked to y'all in a while. I got to call you guys more, man. But hope you and your family and everybody doing well, man. Love y'all, man.
All right, bro.
The good work.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Yep.
I think what he said there is fair about the secondary. He's like, man, I'm not going to call him trash, but there's definitely some concerns.
Yeah, but, you know, but that's
I think that's realistic.
That's the way of the world today. We call in and say people trash as soon as they have one bad game. Then next week we call it somebody great there. That's what we do.
I agree with you. But specific to the secondary, I think there's been concerns even in the wins. Maybe not against the Giants because Russ really struggled. But, I mean, against the Raiders you saw it. Offensively, so I got this tweet from our guy Tay, which I tend to agree with. He said, blame pie 100% goes to the defense. JD and Terry were out, and Washington put up 27.
Yeah.
You got to play complimentary football. They did it really well against the Raiders. They did not do it well against Atlanta. Let's go to the commander, Comandante Tequila. What say you, buddy?
What the hell is he doing? What is he driving? A 18-wheeler?
Sounds like he's on a motorcycle.
With his windows down? Talk to him, Jeff. Tell him he gotta do something. Or we can't have him on.
Lord knows what Comandante's up to. Let's go to Melvin and Bowie. Melvin, who you blaming from yesterday?
Hey, man, where do we start? How y'all gentlemen doing today?
What's up, brother?
Good, buddy.
All right, let's go here. I'm going 10% with Peters, and then I'm going 90% with this defense. Now, I agree with B. Mitch that it do start in the trenches. You got to get that fixed. We thought we had it. You know, we lost Wise. We thought we was going to get that corner fixed. None of that is working. But these corners, I'm never going to call any of these guys trash, man. These guys doing something I could never do. Great guys. But Lattimore is done. We need to recognize that. Put Sanders Steele out there. Take Lattimore, bring him in, leave, whatever. We got to get rid of him. He's not good. He's holding, he's grabbing, he's doing everything. He just don't have it. He's been hurt. He hasn't recovered. He's got to go. So there you go. I love the team. I'm not giving up, but we was good last year. We got good quick. We got to give it time. We got to gel. We got to keep it going. Jaden wouldn't done nothing yesterday with this. What can you do? Ain't nothing wrong with the offense. We do need another wide receiver. Nor, hey, this dude stay hurt. We got to do something about that. That's it, gentlemen. Have a good day.
All right, brother. Thanks for the call, dude. It's a good call. Landfill, I'm going to do something that'll surprise you. I'm going to go to break on time. That's not late.
It's already past 12.
That's barely late.
You start talking at 12:21. I'm about to go early.
If you're on hold, stay there. Roger, John, Jonesy, we're coming. We're taking calls all day. People are frustrated. We're letting it out. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mr. Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.